afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'd like to apologize for the technical difficulty that we have, but I'd like to thank you for joining us for this call. On yesterday, FAMU received a report from the American Bar Association Accrediting Committee, and here with us from the university to answer any questions that you may have about the report are Interim President Larry Robinson and the Dean of the College of Law, Leroy Purnell. Our Interim Provost, Rodney Wright, is going to be joining us. Okay. So I'm going to ask Dr. Robinson to provide a brief overview.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to also apologize for the technical glitch, but I'm glad that so many of you have been able to join us. On yesterday, the College of Law, as well as my office, received a letter from the American Bar Association after going through the routine accreditation process that you all are familiar with. The ABA, as a result of that 2012 site visit, had asked me, along with the Dean, Leroy Purnell, to submit information regarding this report to the ABA by May the 1st of 2013. After the receipt of that information, the committee will further consider the accreditation of the law school. I just want to emphasize to all of you that our accreditation of the law school remains intact, and that upon receipt of this information, the ABA will then reconsider its deliberations around the status of the law school. And so with that, I'm going to try to address, along with Dean Purnell, who will likely provide much of this, any of the questions I have regarding this matter. Okay, are we still here?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Are there any questions?
Yes, sir. This is Gary Finot from the Associated Press. I just wanted to, if you or the dean could sort of go through the procedural situation here in terms of it's going back to the accreditation committee, and I realize that they've asked for more information. I've read the report. Is this one of the status that they could do what SACS is doing and put you on some kind of probationary status, or is their process a little bit different than SACS?
I'm going to defer that, Garrett, to Dean Purnell.
Yes, thank you. The process at this point involves, as you noted, what sometimes is referred to as report back. That is additional information that they want to consider, and then taking action based on that. And let me just say that a significant portion, if not a majority, of the law schools that go through the accreditation process wind up with some level of reporting back information. Once the information is received back to the ABA as of May 1st, the committee will meet again. They have a range of options open to them. Either they can determine, for example, that all concerns have been satisfied and there's full compliance, or they might decide that the law school continues to be fully accredited but might have further report backs for a period not to exceed 2 years now as a result of recent Department of Education regulations. If the ABA were to decide to do something beyond simply requiring report back, such as probation or anything that would affect the full accreditation status, the ABA would conduct what's known as a show cause hearing for that, and we would receive another date as to when that would occur. That would be a possibility, but not as likely as report back.
Dean, this is Denise Ordway with the Orlando Sentinel. I just wanted to get some clarification. So basically you're saying that you're giving them a bunch of information. They're going to have another meeting to decide, you know, what, if anything, to do from there.
And yes.
If they were to do something beyond asking for additional information or setting up a system of asking for additional information, if they were to take an action that would involve the accreditation, that would involve a different hearing and a different process. So that's why
that is correct. There would be another level of review that would be in the form of a show cause hearing.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Gary Finot again. Can you all address at all sort of the main thrust of and I know there's been some conversation in the trustee meetings about this in the past, but could you sort of get into the thrust of where they seem to be raising questions as to, for lack of a better word, the quality of the students who are emerging from the law school and whether or not they are getting the instruction and the preparation that they need in order to pass the bar and to go forward?
Well, if I might respond to that, the the questions raised by the ABA, the heart of the questions raised by ABA as pertaining to the quality of students center around a couple of points. One being how well students who are in the lower GPA range in law school perform on the bar exam. Also, they express questions about, or at least wanting more information about students who are academically non-successful and who are subsequently readmitted and turn are non-successful again. Whether or not we are what we're doing to support students that might be readmitted who were academically disqualified in the past. Consistent with that is a desire to look at the admissions process at the law school to make sure that we are admitting those students have a reasonable chance of success in law school and on the bar exam. Some of that is reporting of statistical data. Some is the describing of programs that we have in place for the support of students. Now, one of the things that probably should be remembered about this report is the report is based on a site team visit that itself is based on the status of the law school a year prior to the visit, so that there are a number of initiatives that took place after that period of time and have taken place since the site visit that tend to address these questions as well. For example, the law school has already re-evaluated its academic disqualification program, as well as added significant new resources and programs into academic support for students beginning in the first year. So part of what the response will be detailing those changes and what we are able to learn from them at this point. So there is as a law school with increasing bar passage, but not at the level that the ABA would like to see us, they always want to know what the relationship is between academic success in law school and the passage of the bar exam. And so we're going to be doing some data study to show relationships and levels of success of students at all levels of academic performance.
Dean Purnell, it's Denise again with the Orlando Sentinel.
Yes.
Can we get you or Dr. Robinson to talk about, you know, whether you are very concerned the accreditation could be threatened, or are you pretty, you know, are you thinking that this is a run-of-the-mill callback for information? Can you weigh in on that?
Well, I will, and I'll let the dean follow up, Denise, if I might. We're taking the report very seriously. We think that there's some issues in here that we have done a lot of things to address since the committee was here, and there are a lot of things that are in progress, but we're not going to take any of these issues lightly, because the accreditation of the law school means so much to us. We don't want to be accused of missing the opportunity to demonstrate to the ABA in quite detail the amount of work that we've done around these issues.
If I could add to what President Robinson had said, and I would echo his comments. When you have a comprehensive study like this and a report, we take those findings as we do the ABA standards themselves very seriously, and so that we know that these are important matters and that we need to address them. At the same time, I feel confident that as an institution, both at the law school and the university level, that we will be able to address those concerns in a satisfactory manner. But I think that we want to be able to resolve any issues that are presented by these concerns, not just for accreditation, but because it makes us a better law school.
Well, I do have one, President Robinson. I just have to ask you sort of in a totality question, if I can, sir. You're already dealing with Sachs. Now you're dealing with this. I mean, is this getting to be, I mean, your plate continues to get more and more full, sir. I'm just, you know, I just want to know how you're going to push through this.
Well, actually, we had this teed up to be on the plate, Gary, in the event that we got to this point. What we did back in the fall, towards the end of the fall, is identify a series of issues that were at the level of on my plate, and this is one of those. And so it's not like we have, been waiting for the sky to fall. However, we have been waiting for circumstances where we may have had to do some additional work, and this certainly falls in that category. So as the dean pointed out, however, based upon the work that has been done, the things we have in place, and the people we have to do them, this will be something that we'll be able to handle along with all of the other issues that we're working on at the university.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Dean Purnell, if I could ask a question. This is Denise again with the Sentinel.
Yes.
I was listening to the trustee meeting last week and couldn't make out a big portion of the meeting because of the audio quality. But you commented to the trustees about applications being down at the law school. And I do understand applications are down nationally. And
yes.
U.S. is saying they're down considerably. FSU told me last week they're down considerably.
Yes.
Can you talk about applications being down and how much?
Well, yes. As you pointed out, we are experiencing many law schools across the country are experiencing in terms of drop of applications. And I would point out that in the most recent information that we have from the Law School Admissions Council, it would appear that there are at least 80 law schools across the country that have a drop in applications at this point of 30% or more, some of those having almost 50% drop in applications. As of this morning, I think we are, and I don't have the number right in front of me, I think we're about 35% down from where we were last year on applications. Now, it probably should be remembered, at least in our experience for this law school, the bulk of our applications will come in this month and next month. So we tend to have a heavier volume, and hopefully we will begin to pick up there. But obviously, we're competing with a lot of law schools for a shrinking pipeline. Added to that is the problem that's been noted when we look at the statistics that the Law School Admissions Council put together so far, that when we look at the drop in applications, that the heaviest demographically, the heaviest or the highest percentage of drop is with students of color. And so that this is what all the schools are experiencing, and given our particular mission and commitment to diversity, that's going to obviously be a challenge to us. So what we're in the process of doing is being even more aggressive in our recruiting efforts and reaching out to students on an individual and group basis, and by what we refer to as targeted recruiting, to talk to them about the benefits of FAMU College Law and what we have to offer, and working to improve our recruitment and our yield in that manner. But it is a challenging time. But I think we'll probably see applications down for a period of time. But I'm confident that at some point they'll go back up.
And can you tell us how many students you have right now?
In terms of our applications, I think we are, I don't have the numbers in front of me, I apologize. I think we're about 350 applications somewhere in that neighborhood right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dean Purnell meant how many students currently are at the law school?
Oh, yes. Our student body is about 630 right now, with about a third of those in our evening division.
Do you mind if I could ask one more question, Dr. Robinson?
Sure.
There's mention in the report, the ABA report, that the university needs to take a number of steps to put consumer information on its website, and I was wondering if you could talk about what you either have done or plan to do in the near future with regards to placing that information online.
Oh, I feel we're going to place that information online. I talked back with folks this morning. We'll pull out some of that as a result of new ABA standards that were adopted after the site visit, and including a form they have for information and so forth. But we're going to go through the report, and we'll just add that information to our website so that anyone interested can access it, and we'll include information about attrition rates, profiles, credentials, bar passage rate, job placement numbers. I think we're in much better position now than we've been in the past to make sure that information is shared with anyone that's interested.
You know when that might be up? Like, it'll be up by this summer. It'll be up by.
Oh, well, it'll be long before that. I think we're talking about some of this information being up in weeks as opposed to months, or probably even days.
Yeah, before May the 1st, Denise.
Well, way before May the 1st.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. His phone number.
Any more questions? All right. I'd like to thank you all for joining us today. So this concludes our conference call.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.